Welcome, everyone, and welcome to Trigger Happy Memories. I'm your host, Eddie Schmidt, tonight filling in for Mike Murtha, who is away on assignment down in Arizona. I bet he's sitting down there listening to us with his shorts this is WPCA 93.1 in Amory, Wisconsin. This is live radio, folks. Mike, I hope you're listening. I know we are. I've been with you the longest, and I'm just sitting here wondering, what have you got me into again this time? So sit back, and we hope we trigger some happy memories for everyone and for the next 60 minutes. So hang on, here we go. Everybody, this is Eddie Schmidt. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories. This is our once a month where we still tape our show live. Bob's got us playing, I think, every Thursday night now at 7 o'clock. So we've been doing it for a little over a year and a half now, and so every Thursday night at 7 o'clock, you can tune in. And so we've got something that we're trying a little bit different this week. Mike's down in Arizona, sitting and listening. And most of the time, when we first brought in tubas or whatever type of musical instruments that we brought in, well, usually we've been bringing in three people. Well, tonight we've got five people, plus Bob here in the room here. So I want to welcome the Rattlenecks, my son Ethan, and his great friends Todd and Gabe and Jim all decided to come up. And so this is, I think you're in for a treat. I know I am, so I get to play along with them a little bit on some stuff. So, but thank you guys for coming up here tonight. So I got to ask you off the bat, where did the name the Rattlenecks come from, and how did you guys get hooked up?
Well, I guess Todd and I, this is Jim, by the way. Todd and I got together first and talked about starting up a group, and we were talking about, you know, what kind of sound we were going to have, you know, guitars with vocal harmonies and stuff. And we got to the name and we thought, well, what's our goal here? I guess we kind of want to make people dance and groove and get their necks rattling around. So we said, how about the Rattlenecks? And it kind of stuck, so.
It's a great name.
Thanks. Yeah. It gets mistaken for the Rattlesnakes sometimes.
Yeah,
you live with it, you know.
And also, Jim and I grew up listening to heavy metal.
We did.
So we would always, you know, yeah, do the headbanging thing. So
headbanging thing.
Also, the Rattlenecks is
right.
Kind of how that came about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you two got together first, and then how did Ethan hook up with you guys?
Well, Gabe was actually first.
Todd actually was kind of one of my influences. He played a lot of music. He's a little bit older. So when he called me up, and was like, hey, you want to be in my band? And I was like, oh, my gosh. Todd wants me to be in a band with him. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And he's like, yep, me and Jim and you, we're going to do three-piece acoustic. And we got together for one rehearsal, and it was amazing. And we're like, let's have a rhythm section. And right away, Jim's like, I know this young cat named Ethan Schmidt, and he came for one rehearsal, and it was just boom. I mean, he settled in, and that's how Ethan came along. And then we found a drummer, and yeah, the rest is history. 5 years later, here we are with a pretty decent catalog of music, I think. So,
because you guys write such neat original stuff, I've still, when I listen to your CDs, it's still, it's like nothing I ever heard. Usually when people write stuff, it kind of sounds a little bit like something else, but your stuff is so unique, at least I think, and it's really cool. So
kind words from a good musician yourself, so I appreciate it.
So, well, as long as we got you in here, we're all, since we're in nice and cozy in the room here, why don't you guys sing a song for us?
And I'll do that.
Sunday?
Yeah. All right.
So this one's called Sunday?
Yep. PSC.
Get our mics situated here.
Bob's clapping his hands, so that must have been okay. Amazing, you guys. It's just,
all right.
The original stuff and the way you sing those harmonies, it's just, I was going to ask, when you guys do you always pretty much grab the same harmonies when you guys do your stuff, or do you switch around?
We don't. Actually, sometimes we even switch in song. There's some songs where Gabe sings high on half the song, and I'll take the high part on the other half. It's just kind of how we come, when we first sing it, where we're singing, we usually stick with that. So
that's good. It's great. And I don't know if the folks out there in Radio Land can hear, but we're the other thing that we're trying different, this is the first time we've had a Ethan's playing the stand up upright bass, and so yeah, it's I think it works, and I think we're making five people work in here, Bob. So.
How's she sound, Bob?
Man, this is great.
This is the first time we've done anything with the upright bass.
Yeah, we're kind of enjoying it.
Really?
So it's it's awesome. We might do more like this.
We might.
It's great.
That's right.
Yeah.
Speaking of being drummerless, we want to give a shout out to Mr. Adam Harder Nussbaum. He is the fifth Rattleneck, the drummer. And what did he do to his arm?
He fractured it.
Slipped on some ice, fractured his arm, so he's out of commission for like 6 weeks. So we want to give him a shout out. Wish you were here, buddy, shaking that tambourine or whatever.
So that means we've got to get to make room for six next time.
Next
right,
time,
Bob?
Yeah.
Make this wall up.
Knock out a wall.
Yeah.
We're right. Bringing bongos up in here.
With you guys' type of music and stuff, when I've, of course, been so proud and played your CD for different people, and I don't know if you ever get the comment that do people ever tell you that you guys sound like Poco or stuff like, you know, between the Eagles and Poco and different things like that. That
mm-hmm. Crosby, Stills, Nash,
and Young.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of our niche, I guess. Every band, you know, kind of has a thing that they're known for, I guess, and we gravitate to the harmonies,
man.
The three tenors, and now Ethan, we actually have four pretty strong vocalists.
Yeah.
Todd and Jim and myself are mainly tenor singers, which means we're singing high stuff, so it's really neat to have three male vocals singing really high notes all together in harmony, but then Ethan brings a rich, warm baritone, and it kind of gives... In our show, it gives the listeners a kind of a break from the screaming tenors, and Ethan comes in and warms it up with his rich voice, and it's awesome. You'll hear that in a second. We're going to feature him. So
then everybody wants us to quit singing.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Ethan's also the best guitar player in the band, and he's the bassist.
Yeah, so we got that going for us, which is nice.
Yeah, like John Murtha said that Kevin Loudon, he did wonders with that Ethan out there. So that's great. With all your recordings that you got going out here, should we play one of your recordings?
Sure.
We'll do one of them, and then we'll come back and sing one after that, too. But here's one called, is this 2 a.m., I think?
Yep.
And you want to tell us a little bit about that one?
Sure. I live in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and there's a little street called Water Street in Eau Claire that many people flock to. And I was at a little sandwich shop there one night about the time the bars were letting out. And you could just see all the kids trying to pretend they were somebody else and just be super hip and cool at that time and make some new friends. So it was, I kind of sat there and wrote or just thought of the idea for this song in that sandwich shop.
And thanks for letting me play a little bit.
Oh, yes,
too.
You do. Beautifully.
Yes.
So, here it is.
Horrible. And now it's over.
That was the Rattlenecks with 2 a.m. Man, great stuff, you guys.
Thanks.
How many current, you got the two main CDs that are out right now?
Yeah, so we've got our, that album there is off our debut EP, which is a 5-song.
Mm-hmm.
We just had that group of songs. We wanted to get our sound out there, I guess. And then after that was out for a little bit, we kind of worked on the full length, and that came out here in June.
And
last June, yeah.
You guys are so good about getting it. That's on the, do you have it on the internet too, or on Amazon, or so where people can actually buy single tunes?
Yeah, it's on iTunes and Amazon and Google and
Bandcamp.
Yep, and Spotify, all that stuff. So wherever you listen to music, it should be there.
It should be there. And main places that you guys did the recording, I know when I added Steel to some of that stuff, I think, didn't you, Todd, you came down and... Was it to Ethan's farmhouse that night? Where I
That's right. I came down to Ethan's place, and we set up in one of the bedrooms or whatever. And
you walked in with a computer and
Laptop and little interface. And actually, that's pretty much how records are made anymore. It's, you know, the days of going to the huge studio and big budget stuff, pretty, you know, for bands like us, pretty much over. Everybody kind of does their own thing now. So, yeah, but that was fun. It sounded great.
Yeah.
So... any upcoming, and I know with just like myself and working with so many different groups besides your stuff and from all four of you guys, are you all working with multiple groups also? Or like, do you still do your
thing? Yeah, I have the Jim Pullman Band as well as the Rattlenecks, and we're working in that group too. And then I know Todd's got his solo thing as well as the Rattlenecks.
Yep.
And Ethan, you play in about 19 bands.
Yeah. I play in a handful of bands, mostly the Rattlenecks. A guy from Chitek named Chris Cruzy,
uh-huh.
who I've been playing with quite a bit lately. And a horn band out of the city is called Bad Habits Brass. So I keep pretty busy.
Occasional Big Backyard.
And Big Backyard.
Yeah. Phoenix.
You have a rock band called Phoenix. I don't know. I get too many to remember.
Trigger Happy.
Buffalo Ridge.
Ridge.
We just played the Chicken Toss in Ridgeland last weekend. That was our biggest gig of the year.
Our big once of the year job up there in Ridgeland. And,
that's awesome.
And I saw the protesters were behind the line. Did you see them, Ethan?
I didn't get out there to see them.
Yeah.
Protesting the throwing of the chickens?
Yeah.
My wife, Joanne, was there with the grandsons, and they said that they kind of had a spot for the folks that weren't happy with them throwing those chickens off the roof up there, but you're going to get some of that, I guess.
That sounds
but
worse than
it.
I mean, it's something to broke
it. Well, I think we better have you guys sing another song, so...
All right.
What's the next one here? Are you guys going to do Whiskey Ran Low?
Yeah.
Feature right. Gabe on this one.
Yep.
Gabe, okay.
Yeah, Ethan, you know, he'll play... He'll play a nursing home, and the next night he'll be on Country Jam stage. It's quite a wide variety.
He's a big deal around here.
And he
here
loves every gig the same, too. It's incredible. It's inspiring.
One, two, three, four. Regrets unsaid. I probably should.
heart's not broke. It's kind of like a bad joke that you need to pay to feel alive. Just when the whiskey ran low, she went and lost her mind. Yeah. And when the whiskey ran out, yeah, she followed right.
Great job, you guys.
Thank you.
All right.
We were trying to figure out how with the show going tonight, with not having enough headphones, but I think it's working okay. Yeah.
We're loud enough anyway.
Yeah. This is live radio, folks. WPCA 93.1 here from downtown Amory, Wisconsin. And like I say, we still tape the live show the last Thursday of every month, but every Thursday night, Bob Zonk plays the pre-recordings of other ones that we've already done, so it's amazing all the great friends and great musicians that we've been able to bring in and have fun with and make music and try different things. And like you say, in the neat little room here, it's amazing the different things we've tried. Between a couple of months ago when we had a concertina player and Mike was playing tuba and I brought my saxophone, and you just never know what you're going to get at the old Trigger Happy Memories. So.
Running off the rafters.
So any current shows you guys got coming up currently right now? I know it's winter time is a lot tougher.
Actually without any upcoming gigs right now. We have a lot of summer stuff that we're working on around the area. We do some bigger festivals and some spots where the boating crew comes in. So
I remember when I came down, and how many years ago was that, when you guys played the downtown park in Eau Claire? Mm-hmm. It's such a neat park down there where the band's down below towards the river and everybody sits on the bank, and what a neat setting they have in downtown Eau Claire. Hopefully are you doing that this summer at all?
We're not sure. Our friend Paul books that, and we're not sure. He's just now starting to think about it. So we've been there for 4 years in a row, and I know sometimes he likes to take a break, so we might not be there this year. But
don't we'll tell Paul that.
We'll try and talk old Paul into it.
Well, that's an awesome gig, Ed. You're right. We look forward to doing that one. Yeah. You get 2,000 people out there, you know, and they're all there to just listen to music, and it's great. Mm-hmm. Besides sometimes the balloons and the things and the kids and the instruments, but hey,
frisbees and football.
It's a family affair.
Dodge an Earth for three, and you got it. You're homemade.
I think I bought one of them rattleneck T-shirts.
Yeah,
it's just great stuff. Yeah, a lot of neat people around there. It's just like I was telling Bob Zonk that on Valentine's Day I hooked up with another guy from the middle of Wisconsin. His name is Red Higgins, and his wife Lisa, they sing, and his steel player wasn't able to do his Valentine show up in Sandstone at the Midwest Country Theater, and got to do a couple of jobs with him down by Medford, and went and did that, so that was neat to... It's good to stretch us old guys and make us learn some stuff that we thought we kind of knew, but maybe we better work on it and learn it. But that was fun. We just did that, and a lot of stuff going on. I think we could play another tune off of the old CD if we want to throw one on there. This will be Double Barrel Belfries.
Yeah.
Yep.
Frosting windows and no fear.
seats turn white and the trees bow down and the music fills the night. Oh, baby, feel free. Watch your eyes tonight. Oh, baby, feel free. Watch your eyes tonight.
Another great tune off of their CD. We were talking a little bit beforehand. We're sitting here with Rattlenecks and here on Trigger Happy Memories with Mike Murtha down there in Arizona. It's a lot easier for me when he's here because he pretty much handles most of the talk, and then once in a while he'll ask me something, or if we get short on time, he says, Ed, have you got a good story for everybody? And then that vein in my forehead sticks out. But usually we come up with something. But we thought maybe when you guys did your last recording, you actually did it in vinyl too, in addition to the CD. So
We did. I kind of talked the guys into it. I'm a vinyl lover. There's a little shop in Eau Claire called Revival Records, and I've always liked to have the actual tangible, you know, can look at the liner notes and the lyrics and put the record on the table. It's a whole thing for me. So I talked the guys into doing the vinyl. That's, and it's fun to have it. And you
so
know,
if you go to our website, you can order a copy of the vinyl. You do
sure
have
can.
A couple left.
Just
be quick, because yeah. There's only a few.
Yeah.
So,
yep. Yeah. Yeah. When I was traveling back, I was actually in Denver till noon today, and then on the airplane, I was talking to a guy, and he was talking about his that he's actually our manager out in Denver. He said that he's really into the vinyl, and he said he has like a. Thought he said almost $2,000 turntable, and he's got an old Pioneer, old style. He said his dad wouldn't let him play his, but so he got his own, and he said he's got just an amazing system. And
mm-hmm. You can go nuts with that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it does sound better, I think, too.
It does. It's yeah. got that it. Warm analog sound. You know, digital is a little harsh, and they say with the digital blips, you're only hearing half of the music. With vinyl, it's constant.
Well, not half, but you're missing something.
I think we're selling some records here is what we're doing.
So that website again, therattlenecks.com. Get a copy for yourself, ladies and gentlemen.
And one for your sister.
Yeah. And one for the kitties in the bedroom, too. That's right. That's right.
Okay. Well, we thought with all these good singers around here, I don't have to sing anything tonight, but I thought I would try to maybe play one here on the steel guitar, and Ethan and the boys are going to follow along here, and we'll see if we can play a little instrumental for you, one called Sleepwalk. Two, three, four. There, we ended up in the same room.
Yeah. We're still in this room.
It's always a good thing when that happens.
That's the La Bamba song. Yeah. It's in the movie La Bamba.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a Tonto and Johnny song, originally, right?
Yeah.
Something like, I probably got it wrong.
Tonto and Johnny.
Tonto. Close
on the Lone Ranger. I think they covered it.
It's lonely out on the plains past the time.
Can I tell an Ed Schmidt anecdote?
Sure.
Ethan, you'll like this. So Todd blew his knee out. Remember that?
Okay, yep.
Gardening?
Yeah.
Jim blew his back out. Gardening? On the same day? They were both gardening. We had a gig.
We like gardening. Just so Ethan and I
had to like put a band together really quick, and Ethan's like,
we had a gig booked,
and Ed and his buddy Greg and me and Ethan went and did the gig. But I remember getting ready to play, and I turned and I looked, and this guy Ed had his saxophone strapped to his back, his electric guitar strapped onto the front, and his steel unit in front of him, and was playing and singing, and it was, I'll never forget it, man.
Yeah,
it was nuts. And like, not just like really good at all those instruments. Really good. I just had to share that anecdote.
Oh, thanks.
He's also the secret weapon on our records.
Yep.
Right. He's in here like talking us up, and he's by far and away probably the best musician in the room. So.
No. You guys, it's just, like I was telling Bob before we started tonight, it's just so neat to, when the kids ask the old man to come and play along with them, it's just so cool. So
we love having you.
Yeah,
we do.
Yeah, it's fun. I want to ask you guys quick too. What were some of the main influencers? What kind of music do you guys like listening to?
I started with bluegrass. I started on mandolin first when I was like 9 or 8 or something, and then. So like Barbara Mandrell Show, Hee Haw, all that stuff. So all of them, and then went to like Tony Trischka, banjo player.
Oh.
Sam Bush, mandolin player, that kind of stuff. And as it got older, it was Willie Porter. He's a Wisconsin guy.
Yeah.
Tons of people, of course, but that was pretty much my start. How about you, Gabe?
Kind of a choir. Got started in the church choir, gospel, and predominantly. Started singing, and then kind of just used the guitar and maybe some piano to accompany myself. I'm predominantly a singer, so that's why I kind of drawn to choir music. And I was in an a cappella band for 10 years, did that professionally, and that's kind of an interesting thing. You basically do songs by other people without instruments, and a guy does drums with his mouth. And so, but yeah.
Which we might need now that Adam's
yeah. No, color. Yeah. And then obviously acoustic stuff, tons of influences. So Eric Whitaker, you know, stuff like that.
How about you, Ethan?
Well, as long as I can remember, I'd always go out and watch Trigger Happy play when I was little. So I had a strong influence of country music and stuff. And when that kind of went off. Later on, I get influenced by whatever my sisters were listening to. I liked ska music a lot for a while. But then I kind of gravitated back over towards country.
Well, some of that stuff you guys used to listen to, and I still think it's neat, like Cake or whatever.
Some
of their variations of some of their neat old country songs are just the coolest, the way they do it. So.
Absolutely.
Well, we better, long as we got to take advantage of you guys being here, so we better have you sing another song.
Let's play one, yeah.
State.
We want to give a mad props to our buddy Ryan James Miller, who wrote this song. He's written a few for us. This was the first one. Ryan had these lyrics, and I invited him over to put it to music, and the result is what you're about to hear here. This is called The State of My Union.
It's time to start drinking. It's time to start thinking how things in this world just ain't right.
string has battled and drowned all my sorrows and pour myself away for the night. It's a knife from a lady, 'cause you couldn't pay me to put my heart in those train tracks again. It's not for being unhealthy. Let's count on wealthy. In each case I chose for a friend, I might just go insane if I don't dip my brain in whiskey or whatever catches my sight. I swear I'm not trying to be rude, but it's worth repeating the story each evening as long as I get in the mood. Life's given me some lemons, I think the sweet heavens that I put a twist in this drinking, the best in the sinking, forget about something with you. I might just go insane if I don't dip my brain in whiskey or whatever catches my sight. I'm getting my mind pickled tonight in whiskey or whatever catches my sight. I'm getting my mind pickled tonight.
All right.
Just like you guys recorded that.
So did you.
That was, yeah, that was fun doing that. It's still, I think, probably my favorite one. And just like always, again, everybody, this is 93.1 WPCA, Trigger Happy Memories. And we always like to say hi to a few folks. Actually, I got a phone call from Mike on the way to the radio show tonight, and we got to make sure we say hi to a few folks. And if there's some folks that you guys want to say hi to, but have to say hi to my wife, Joanne, and Edna from Forest Lake, and Part, Joe Murtha, my good friend, is out there listening, I think, tonight. Scott and Brian, my cribbage playing friends from St. Paul at work. And he says, when I talk, to talk like this, like that thing on Saturday Night Live when the guy was on there. So, but Scott teases me about that. And I don't know if Brian Jevning's listening. And our neighbors, Al and Ann, our winter Texans that didn't go to Texas this winter. And Buffalo Bob, I called him or sent him a message. I think Buffalo Bob's listening tonight. So Putz and Denny and Bill and... lots of folks, everybody that's out there, thanks for all the listening that you do to us. And you guys want to say hi to some folks at all?
Well, heck yeah.
I'd like to say hello to my smoking hot wife, Donna Pullman. Hope she's listening and enjoying the broadcast.
Josh and Nikki, and of course, Mr. Ryan James Miller, like we mentioned earlier. My mom, Phyllis Charlotte Pullman, down there in Oliva, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I know. I got my boys. Hey, Roro. Hey, Easton. Thanks for listening. My sons, my brother Tyler's listening. Hey, bro. And my my pretty wife who makes stuff roll at home and stuff. Thank you. Love you.
Ethan. Any of the Murthos or Hovdies that might be down towards the St. Croix County area listening? Justin and Johnny and Steve Hovde and
Hank.
Hank.
And my wife Julie and Cora and Calvin and hi mom. That's what I got. That's
what I got. Was there one more song that you guys wanted to sing at all?
I want to feature Ethan on one.
Okay, yep. Well, let's do that quick.
Like I'm staying here, river called you, tempting every thought. At the closing time, you come crawling up inside my head, wishing you would be around. You're like a song, one I haven't written down. Let's take some time, talk it over, 'cause it's been a while and I'm not over you. What would happen if we go down that road? If we don't jump, I guess we'll never know. Mid-September, here you are again. What to say to you, could you understand? I wasn't missing you, but now I find you right back in my head. Wishing you would be around, you're like a song, one I haven't written down. Let's take some time, talk it over. Been a while and I'm not over you. What would happen if we go down that road? If we don't jump, I guess we'll never know. If we don't jump, I guess we'll never know. I call out to you, listen, my old friend. We've been back and forth, should this be the end? This is where you live, you'll always end up right back in my head. But you'll always be around, you're like a song, one I've finally written down. Let's take some time, talk it over, 'cause it's been a while and I'm not over you. What would happen if we go down that road? If we don't jump, I guess we'll never know. If we don't jump, I guess we'll never know. If we don't jump, I guess we'll never know.
Yeah, buddies.
Ethan Schmidt, ladies and gentlemen.
Great job. That was Ethan Schmidt singing that one. So we're getting close to the end of the show here tonight, folks. I just want to say a huge, huge thank you to you guys for coming all the way up here from Eau Claire. And
thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
And
Bob,
bringing
nice to
your
meet you.
Talents.
Showing us around this excellent little spot you got here.
And thanks to everybody. It's just so fun. And to get a hold of you guys, if anybody wants to book you guys,
we have the rattlenecks.com.
Rattlenecks.com.
And that's got a contact page. Yep.
If anybody gets a hold of me, I can tell them how to get a hold of you guys. But again, thanks everybody. And I always like to say the words of Briscoe Darlin, if you got time to breathe, you got time for music. So hope everybody has a good month and a good week. And again, this is Trigger Happy Memories, WPCA 93.1. Thanks for listening, folks.